Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's my other thing that I was horrible at, and this was the worst one, man. Because I mean, you want to talk about infuriating someone? I was champion at this. So I would once a week do my laundry, try to keep a window. You go to the washing machine, there's clothes in there. All right, not the worst deal in the world. There's also clothes in the dryer. So right. What do? I fold those the best of my ability.
You didn't do it right.
And then
however you did it.
And then I take the washed clothes that are in the washing machine and put those in the dryer. Now, here's something that every man on this planet needs to understand. When a woman washes her clothes, not all of those clothes go from the washing machine into the dryer.
That is correct.
Now, when a man does laundry, all right, the entire frickin' load. Man doesn't go, oh, yeah, that can't be air dry.
Yeah.
No, we don't have that crap. We don't have anything remotely like that. So when I'm scooping your stuff out and I'm sticking it in the dryer, I did not know that that couldn't go in there. I didn't know that that only could be hung on a rack or
right.
Whatever. I did not know that sweater would turn out it looks like it should be on a baby doll
right
now when I'm done with
my
it.
My bad.
So that would just by trying to do my laundry, I would absolutely ruin a $200 this or a bra that wasn't supposed to go in there. Or I wouldn't put a hook from the bra would grab a piece of
like
the
a sock or something in,
pull,
rip it
make
all
a
up.
Big pull thing on it or, you know, because I'm supposed to put that in a net or whatever the hell.
Yeah, again, we own no clothes like this.
So to me, it's just, well, then will you please move this stuff into the dryer so that I can wash my clothes? Because I asked you to like 2 days ago and it's starting to stink, you know. So then you got to wash that all over again. But God, that used to drive me nuts.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty good with my wife's crap. For the most part, she wants me to stay away from the laundry. And I'm smart enough to go, cool, right? I don't make it. Nope. But I was when we got back from vacation last week, whatever the hell it was, we had washed a bunch of clothes at the condo before we flew home, which is nice. Opened a suitcase.
Always nice. Yeah.
I'm refolding my t-shirts, and she's just looking at me, right? I'm standing in the living room or watching TV. I'm watching TV, and I realize she is now staring at me. And I look at her. And she's not staring at me. She's staring at my hands that are holding a t-shirt. And I just said, what? She's like, I hate the way you fold t-shirts. And look, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I was like, what?
How do you fold t-shirts?
I'm going to grab it, snap it in half, fold it over again. Like it's a nice little.
Grab it. You just snap it in half.
Snap it. Right.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's it. That's what I did.
That's what I do.
That is not the way to do it. I do not know.
No, you're supposed to.
I don't know. I don't know. She did not correct me. She just said, I almost have a hard time watching you do
that's
this.
Why.
And I know she means it. But to my knowledge, when I folded it again, I'm like, I am not doing anything
wrong.
Now you
got to tuck in the arms.
I guess. Maybe. I still
fold
the arms over. Like, because I'll snap it around. I crack it in half again. Arms are now hanging side by side. I just flip them over.
That's,
okay.
that's one thing.
That's
right.
Not how I
Dude,
fold them.
My first,
what
my first,
do you do? What do you do?
Well, first of all, honestly, a lot of my t-shirts are just hang dry.
I used to until I ran out of room in the closet.
But I don't know where I learned it, right? You take it, you put the shoulders behind it, and then you kind of flare it out, and then it folds into like three, and it comes out in a perfect square.
Yes, so you're doing like department store style.
Correct. Correct. Okay. See, my first wife did retail. So she worked for American Eagle Outfitters. She was a manager there for like 8 years, right? When I got my laundry, it looked real good.
Oh, sure.
Like when she folded it, and she would do the same thing. Anything that I folded her, she would unfold it and fold it the right way.
I don't even fold my wife's stuff. I won't do it.
There was no point in me even trying to contribute in that. I'll contribute somewhere else. She's got this. Like, I cannot compete with store folding person who, like, makes the perfect stacks.
But again, I'm like, you realize these go into a drawer. It's not like they're on. I get why you do it for display.
Right.
It's on display. This is in a closed drawer. I don't even know what they look like until I open it. But she did not say how she folds them. Perhaps it is that way. But however I do it.
I was impressed.
For her eyes, disgusting to watch. I've also found, even hanging my laundry. I'm just trying to be nice. There's like a big pile of laundry already on the hangers. I will put my hoodies in the wrong order. Any of my long shirt. So I'm like, again, first of all, I'm like, it's my clothes. Why does it bother you? She said, it just bothers me because it just bothers me.
Well,
it's my OCD.
I have put
my clothes away thinking I did the right thing. I take a shower. I walk back to the closet because now I'm going to put on actual clothes. It has been rearranged. It is like color coordinated. I mean, I'm not sure entirely what the system is, but obviously I blow it even when I hang up my own clothes. Mm-hmm. So when she says she does not want me to have anything to do with laundry, she's not joking. And I'm like, that is the most beautiful thing you've ever said in your life. I got no problem with that.
Reese, we asked, what is the main source of conflict in your home? We head to Florida, where an 87-year-old man, he was arrested for a domestic battery after tangling with his wife when she wanted to turn the air conditioning down in the couple's place.
Oh, she did for a change.
Mm-hmm. They said it was long a source of marital strife.
My God.
Control of the thermostat triggered at 7 a.m. in the confrontation Monday between Charles Ingram, an 85-year-old, they don't name his wife. Investigators say Ingram returned to the couple's St. Petersburg home and argued with the victim, his wife, about the air conditioner. Woman touched the thermostat to turn the air down, prompting Ingram to allegedly push the victim away from the thermostat against the wall. When questioned by police, Ingram reportedly admitted to pushing her first and then stated that the victim pushed him back. He was arrested for domestic violence with a charge enhanced to a felony due to a prior battery conviction that dated back more than four decades.
What?
Yeah, his rap sheet includes a 1985 felony welfare fraud conviction. Anyway.
1985.
85. Scheduled to appear in court, a judge is likely going to order him to have no contact with his wife and bar him from returning to the couple's residence. They bought that home in 1971, so keep in mind it's 54 years they've lived together. Now he just got kicked out for pushing his wife for turning down the thermostat. And one more story.
I would love to date a woman that actually wants it colder.
Me too, especially at night.
Yeah, it's like a constant struggle.
I'm down with that. I mean, I like it cold.
And just take the goddamn duvet and the comforter on your side. I don't need it.
Right. Yeah, I don't need to be cocooned in that thing. Story says, we tried accommodating our daughter and her vegan lifestyle, but family gatherings just are not the same. I believe this is like a Dear Abby thing. When my daughter married 25 years ago, she and her husband decided to go vegan. Now, my husband and I, we respected and fully supported them. After all, we had raised her on meals cooked from scratch out of natural ingredients and saw veganism as a move in an even purer direction. So they said it was hard to dish turkey Thanksgiving, roast beef at Christmas, but we handled it. Instead, we experimented making unique ethnic dishes, emphasizing real vegetables and unusual grains, even if it did take three times more effort and time and taxed stomachs not used to all the beans. Now, what was more disappointing was not being able to use butter or eggs to make traditional cakes and cookies that had been paused with pride through my mother's side of the family. I tried hard to make new plant-based desserts with substitute ingredients, but no matter what anyone claims, that they don't taste the same. Without these memorable recipes, our family gatherings always feel lacking. The last straw came after we had a barbecue with our daughter's family and grilled some of the new fancy vegan burgers. Afterward, I became violently ill and only then discovered it contained a new synthetic ingredient that irritates digestive systems of people who have inflammatory conditions like mine. Now that I'm 75, I'm done. I just don't have the body, time, or energy to fight the veganism battle anymore.
No offense, honey. You're ruining family dinner.
You are, because this is an adult. When I first saw this, I assumed the kid's like 16, right? Where they don't really have skin in the games. You got to kind of deal with it. But, like, this is a grown woman. Mm-hmm. If you are vegan, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to go to a family barbecue, for Christ's sake,
well,
bring your own food.
Correct.
You put the whole family has to go through that.
Well, and I'll scream this from the rooftops any chance that I can get. If you are trying to accommodate veganism to where we're all going to have the same thing and it's a vegan dish, cool. Do not try to substitute meats. Just make something that is vegan. It just happens to be that way. Okay. There's a lot of, like, Mexican dishes and whatnot that's like just being...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Beans and rice, that's totally vegan too. Like, you don't need to try to substitute stuff. That also doesn't work.
No, you're right, because you get my hopes up if you say these are synthetic ribs. Then in my mind, I'm thinking these are going to be ribs.
Tastes just like ribs.
They
just
aren't quite as good. Instead, I'm like, this is crap.
Well, a lot of ladies like to also, as far as diets go, so if their friend's on a diet, they're going to try it. If they've lost weight, they're going to try their diet. And no matter what that is, that means, guess what? Now I am on that diet somehow because she talked to Shauna for the next 2 weeks. Now I am eating what Shauna eats, which I'm not sure what that is. It's terrible. The food sucks. But because you went on the diet because your friend did, now I am basically coming home to that diet, which basically I'm going to be starving at 10 o'clock at night. I'm going to be freaking starving.
I don't do that move. That's what, like, hey, you can eat whatever you want. I'm not eating it if I don't want to eat it. Like, you try to diet or this.
See that. I think that's ingrained in your mentality with the anti-vegetable thing. Like, I don't have that mechanism, I don't think.
You're right. I've been well-trained for this. I'm not going to eat that.
Right, exactly.
I've got a lifetime of experience of doing this.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't have that courage.
I think you could do the wife. You know? Right? You can either go home and be like, all right, I'll try it. Or just be like, all right, I'm having a steak with it.
I'll try it. Sure, I'll try it. But, yeah, I ain't going to eat it.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.